option.
To allow North Albany to solve their own problem without annexation.
I believe that's on the table for discussion. The city council's current position, which they've said they're perfectly willing to listen to alternatives that would help fulfill the comprehensive plan objectives, the city council has said that the solution must have an annexation component. And they have said that if we get down to a point of a preferred alternative being presented which does not contain that component, they'll be forced with that tough decision, do we object to this? And so it may require a legal challenge, in fact, to...
So basically you're saying then that annexation is probably the only way as far as you and the city council and the city of Albany.
I wouldn't say that now. I would say that we would prefer to let this committee process work to see what the citizens together with the city of Albany can come up with. We want to, I guess, be as creative as we can be to solve this problem and still satisfy our land use objectives.
How can you say that, though, when you tell me that the three proposals you're considering, all three favor annexation?
I'm not sure that they do, Representative Oakley.
Well, when we talked about it on Thursday, that was my understanding.
No, I believe, in fact, that some of the alternatives that were on the board were technical alternatives, such as the wetlands treatment system that currently is proposed to be built by the service district. I think the city...
Without annexation?
That is a proposal that's out there. Okay. We have not yet said we...
Okay, let's go back to the district as a whole. You know, you're talking about it being a land use issue when really it's a health hazard issue, and it's been the land use issue. You have actually created that by making it a contiguous annexation, by making it a cherry stem annexation. In other words, there are very few problems along the road where you have that leads the way up to the area where there are the problems. So you have basically created the contiguous annexation.
Representative Oakley, I agree with your analysis of that. I disagree that when you refer to you, that you're referring to the city. The city did not propose that boundary, was not a party to the proposal of that boundary. That boundary
was
created by Benton County.
It was a vehicle.
No, there were staff discussions in which the city was invited to some Benton County meetings where in that boundary was initially proposed, but the city much preferred a much larger boundary because we felt that the solution to building the trunk lines was going to require participation from other property owners within Benton County. We were told by essentially DEQ that they would not accept a larger boundary if that boundary took in sections along Spring Hill Road and other areas that where they could not document the same degree of a health hazard that they did in this area 2A.
Let's go back to LCDC. It's my understanding that they do not require annexation within an urban growth boundary. Is that correct?
To do what?
That even though we are in an urban growth boundary, that goal 14 that mm-hmm. does not mandate annexation.
There is no statutory authority for them to mandate annexation. That is
so
correct.
You talk about it being, you know, that we are violating land use goals.
How so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if it's not an LCDC mandate.
The mandate is that we comply with the adopted and acknowledged comprehensive plan, and the way that we showed compliance with goal 14 and goal 9, the public facility planning goal, is that they require that somebody be recognized as the provider of urban services within the urban growth boundary. You have to, in that comprehensive plan, say who is the ultimate provider of urban services within the urban growth boundary. Now you can, by agreement with the county and the service district, provide for a service district to be that ultimate provider. Our solution to that problem was to recognize the city as that provider. That's the case in the majority of city comprehensive plans and public facility plans. There are situations, such as in MSD and others, where there are other providers of urban services. But that's a negotiated process that took several years to negotiate. It was acknowledged that way. It is subject to change.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Reed.
Let me take a turn here. Steve, one of the comments you made at the last meeting was that the city of Albany has a concern about control of development in that area, and that's another reason why you would like to see annexation of that area. I too have a concern. I want to make sure that whoever builds a sewer system in that area reflects the type of development, the amount of development that we're going to see here in the next 30, 40 years, because if you don't, I know from experience you're going to have a big problem. If the city does not annex this area, I've already asked this lady here this question, I'd like to ask you, what controls are there for seeing that there's a comprehensive plan, a good plan is followed, and it takes into account future development in that area, more dense development in that area, regardless of what they say today, that possibility does exist, it's within an urban growth area. Now, let me just elaborate further on the question. If, in fact, the county maintains control, isn't it possible for the city of Albany to participate in whatever hearings are conducted and to get your concerns voiced at the same time and still let the county make those decisions?
Yes, it is possible, Representative Wehage. The city would insist that unless the comprehensive plan densities are amended to a much lower density, that sewer system be sized to accommodate the planned for growth. Now, the residents are very concerned that our densities are too high, and that may be possible. We have not said at any point that we would object to lowering densities. The question would be, how does that affect the cost of the sewer system? Typically, when you build an urban sewer system, you like to have larger densities to help pay for it. I think it's very difficult and very expensive to service half-acre lots with an urban-sized sewer system, but we're willing to look at that. If they think they're willing to pay the price for lower densities and think that maybe it's even less costly, let's examine that.
The citizens have, that's our concern, and that's one reason we think that kind of thing has to be discussed, because there isn't a plan and we think there should be a real plan. The other thing is that the sewage system that our engineer has designed has been dealing with build out according to the city's comprehensive plan goals, not according to any of our own wishes or desires. And the sewage systems that are being looked at by all the three engineers for the ABC committee are also dealing with the same thing. We're assuming build out at the 16,000 people in North Albany that the city would like to someday see. Now, it's about four times what it's got now, but that's what the comprehensive plan calls for. So all the engineering preliminary, the speculation work that they're doing right now is all based on that kind of thing. If it gets down zoned or gets zoned and they'll zone, and it's lower density in the future, then there'll still be some extra capacity there. I think that from what the engineers have explained to me, that there is, if you take your sewer pipes down a couple of inches on your main trunks because you're going to have so many thousands less people, it's not necessarily an overwhelmingly large difference in the expense, and that you've got to do a lot of cutting back before you really start saving a lot of money. So I think that the figures that they're coming up with for the 16,000 people, whether that's how many people end up out there or not, that's still what the system's being designed for, no matter who builds it, who runs it, and who pays for it. That's still what they're looking at. And if in the future it's determined that the area is not going to be that big, then the pipes that go in the ground at that time can be cut back a little bit and save some money at that time. Part of the problem is with a health hazard, only the health hazard area is going to get sewers. Without an annexation, we have people who live around that health hazard area who are willing to buy into sewers and get it over with. But they're not going to do it if they're going to have to pay the extra $600, $700, or $800 a year on their property taxes and also be stuck with being part of this, just, being quote urbanized. I mean, just the whole concept. So
I just want to make a comment here that if, in fact, you maintain control of the project, that is, and the city does not annex the area, I just want to encourage the people living in that area to be reasonable in terms of the size and not come back and argue that, gee, there's only 4,000 people living in this area, and that's the size of the system, or maybe we'll allow doubling of it to provide for 8,000 people because it's going to be too small.
Yeah, the pipes are all planned on being big enough for the full build-out, and the only difference right now is that the sewage treatment facility, if there's an actual separate facility in North Albany, it would be a system that would be now built for part of that build-out, and it's an easily expandable system so that when we get some of those more bodies there to help add on to the sewage lagoon or the marsh or whatever or both, but then there's more bodies to help pay for that addition. But the land would be set aside, it would be engineered and constructed and so forth, so that could happen. And all the pipes, the plumbing, I call it, since I'm not an engineer, that goes into the ground, that would all be sized right up front, and future plans would deal with whatever the build-out could be. And that's why, if in fact that the density in the future does not end up to be that 16,000, if it gets down to 12 or 8 or something phenomenal, then when those new pipes go in the ground in the future, then they can be downsized. And in fact, if the treatment plant may not need to be upgraded as quickly. So we're planning it for the penultimate and figuring you can cut back instead of doing it the other way around, because we have the same concern. We don't want to have to get hit with other sewer prices in a few years either. I want to get it done with, you know.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you. The motion before us currently is to accept the dash 8 amendments without section 5. Are there any further?
Mr. Chair, it's been brought to our attention that there will be a need for a conflict amendment on page 2 of the bill in line 9. Senate Bill 210, which was earlier passed by the Legislative Assembly and signed by the governor, eliminates the phrase except ORS 222.180 in its language. So there will be a need for a conflict amendment in this bill to reflect the fact that that bill has passed and has been signed by the governor.
Okay, and that'll be taken care of by LC.
The other question is that Kelly Fish mentioned the possible need to change the date in section 10 from June 1 to May 1.
Okay,
and if you wanted to consider that as on line 23.
Line 23 of page 5. Will you accept that as those as friendly amendments?
Page 4.
Page 4, line 23.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to ask Representative Oakley her reason for deleting section 5 from this amendment.
I might be able to answer that because I had this was something that we had talked about, or I had talked about with the cities. And on sober reflection, since there is not another group to second guess the non-contiguous annexation, in other words, it's done by resolution of the city, there isn't a boundary commission to make that decision or find out if that annexation maybe should have included a larger area. There's nobody to ask those questions of the city that I felt it was better to delete that.
Mr. Chairman, this would mean, nevertheless, you could do the boundary commission in another area if you had people in a public facility plan that were not contiguous but wanted to annex, they would not be able to annex with the deletion of this provision.
Right, which they can't now.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything.
No. Okay. Making it the status quo.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendments? If not, Edward, do you want to call the roll?
Representative Cease?
Ready to move the bill.
No.
Representative Hostica?
No.
Representative Oakley?
Aye.
Representative Stein?
No.
Representative Wehage?
Aye.
Representative Markham?
Aye.
Representative Young?
Aye. Passes. We've accepted the amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3256 to the floor, or dash 8, as amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Oakley moves House Bill 3256 with the dash 8 amendments as previously accepted to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted for the record that I will be voting no, and if I have a partner, we will be filing the minority report.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to explain my no vote also. But I think that the land use, that with a health hazard situation, we have to force sewering in some way because of the concern with groundwater. That has to be done. And we have a parallel principle operating, which is that we've adopted the idea of comprehensive plans, urban growth boundaries, and cities as our prominent primary way of expanding services. And I think that we have to stick with that presumption in order to have a rational way over the whole state. And I sympathize with the particular problem we have here, but we can't adopt policies just for one particular area. And this is going to be applicable to the whole state, and I can't accept it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to respond to that because I am supporting it, because I do believe that the original passage of the health hazard annexation was to solve a problem of a health hazard. And apparently at that time it was perceived that the best way, and possibly the only way, was to be annexed into a city. Yet we see an opportunity here to provide another way, not to discount this way, not to eliminate it, but simply to provide another way of solving that problem that's accepted by the people living in that district. I would point out that it still doesn't preclude annexation by Albany using the other standard methods for annexation. So if we're looking at solving a problem of a health hazard, this still does it. It simply provides another option.
Further discussion. Okay, the motion before us is to accept House Bill 3256 as amended and send it to the floor with a due pass. Edward, do you want to call the roll?
Representative Cease?
No.
Representative Hostica?
No.
Representative Oakley?
Aye.
Representative Stein?
No.
Representative Wehage?
Aye.
Representative Markham?
Aye.
Representative Young?
Aye. Passes. Let's discuss the bill that we brought back today. You weren't there. We referred the bill that Roger was...
We will be serving notice to the West by my own report. I have a proposed amendment, I think, Mr. Chair, and another one I didn't bring with me.
Okay, we'll reschedule that. There was a question about the land use being in compliance with land use laws, comprehensive plans on the abandonment of right-of-ways within the city. Or no, it was on the partitioning.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want for enough Thursday, I'll agree with you. I think we can take care of it easily.
Okay. Do you want me to just put that on for Thursday?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay.
Then
before you all take off, just in your packets today, I attempted to provide you with copies of the preliminary bill summaries for the bills we're going to take up Thursday to kind of give you an advanced look at them, because we're getting into crunch time, and I felt if I could give you as much time as possible to look at those, it would kind of expedite it.
What does that look like?
Edward said they should be right in the front of your
main.
Your main.
John, what's the process that we need to go through on the minority report?
I'll check it out and either get back to you this afternoon or first thing in the morning.
Okay,
and we'll go from there.
All right,
you know what the... You need to confer to determine exactly what the nature of the report is going to be?
Yes.
Okay. I'll find out the process, and then if you can be ready to give me the...
You've at least got word from us, so we'll check with you in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
What does that look like?
Well, it's these three bills you're talking about.
Oh. Right, and they have attached to them my preliminary bill summary, so that there's four of them, actually. They'll just give you a chance to look at it in advance if you get the chance, and it might help things out on Thursday so that you don't come in and get caught cold on all of them.
I see a lot of Otto's name on these.
Yeah, it looks like Thursday is Otto Day.
Otto.
I don't know about that. I just, they were all sewer-related bills, so I thought I'd put them all on the same day.
I'm a city engineer, Carl.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
On behalf of the city of Eugene, Senator Otto's doing something? Uh-oh, no, it's Edmondson and Karen.
Yeah.
This might have something to do with it.
What?
Oh, when it comes to revenue.
We do? This could have something to do with that thing we were talking about today in revenue.
Okay, no, we held that over.
Some of the agencies are
getting some stuff together.
Yeah, this looks like we really need a report on what this refers to,
I don't know what the hell's all about.
Yeah. What program is that?
These are the things that they're...
Look on the second page.
Yeah.
It's got a quick write-up on it.